is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It is the 31st of August. Can you believe that summer has gone that fast? Labor Day right around the corner here. College football. Man, it's time. That pleases me to no end. Michigan State kicks off Friday, 7 o'clock night game with Furman. Furman, it's going to be a warm-up. It's not a big school. It's in Greenville, South Carolina. A brother of mine went there for a year or two back in the day. Anyhow, Furman traveling to Michigan State, to East Lansing to take on the Spartans, 7 o'clock kick on Friday night, the Wolverines entertaining the Rainbow Warriors of Hawaii on Saturday in the Big House in Ann Arbor. I've got a big announcement regarding Ann Arbor coming up here in a few days. Pretty happy about some things going on in Ann Arbor concerning everything that we do here. But have you seen these previews for Sully? This movie with Tom Hanks? About the when the jet went down in the Hudson River. Not a crash, he says. It was a forced water landing. Anyhow, it's a Clint Eastwood film, and I find it a very compelling shot with IMAX cameras. It looks just terrific. Tom Hanks as well. Tom Hanks, I guess. And Clint Eastwood, maybe the best director today. You look at his body of work in the movies he has directed. And the kind of films and success he has had. You know, it just goes to show you conservatives can still win in Hollywood like Clint Eastwood, who has no use whatsoever for liberal politics. Anyhow, I want to go see this movie, Sully. It looks terrific, and I'm looking forward to seeing. I don't often say that about a movie, but it just looks terrific to me and has gotten my attention. The big news today, and it is big news, Donald Trump headed for Mexico today to meet with the president of that nation. President Nieto invited Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to come meet with him in Mexico. Hillary Clinton too busy in the Hamptons and Hollywood collecting handouts from elitist donors to make the trip. But Donald Trump said, yeah, I will do that. And in fact, he's doing that. The talk for the last 3 or 4 days, the big talk has been the speech he's giving tonight in Arizona on immigration and where he stands on immigration. So today he makes the decision to go to Mexico and meet with the Mexican president. Very smart move for a variety of reasons. First of all, we have to have a good working relationship with Mexico. It's a large border that runs along Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. Long border, which has been in dispute for many, many years. It is the cornerstone of the Trump campaign, securing that border. Potentially evicting millions of illegal aliens in this country right now. Taking them back and running them out has been part of his conversation for a long time, a conversation that seems to be tempered now somewhat. But Donald Trump's idea is that there will be a wall, Mexico will build the wall, has been a cornerstone of his campaign from day one, from the middle of last year. And now, on the eve of his big immigration speech, he's meeting with the president of Mexico. Now, I say this because his Pew numbers in the Pew polling is, he's polling 24% of Hispanics right now said they would vote for Donald Trump, which is shocking. And you don't hear this reported on the left media, by the way. It's shocking that he's getting 24% to the left because that's better than John McCain did. That's better by far than Mitt Romney did. That's a 12% improvement over what Mitt Romney was doing. And by going to Mexico, that number will only get more robust. You see, Donald Trump has called the bluff of the left. This new battle for votes from Hispanic Americans and Black Americans and every other minority pleading for their voices to be heard in America. Donald Trump is hearing that. Now, the Democrats claim they are the party of the little guy, but it's a tough argument. When Hillary Clinton is in the Hamptons for lunch and raises $2.5 million, and there are exactly 10 people in attendance. The math, pretty simple. $250,000, $250,000 each to have lunch with Hillary. And you think those people don't want something in return? Donald Trump has decided to go where few Republicans have ventured. Well, through my entire lifetime, frankly. He's going to the inner cities. In addition to going to Mexico, he's going to the inner cities where the Democrats said, well, he's just talking about Black voters talking to white audiences. He'll never go talk to Black audiences. Really? Donald Trump laughed. I mean, think about this. Think about how absurd that is. In building skyscrapers, in renovating golf clubs, in developing real estate, Donald Trump has worked with every creed, every color, every race, every religion. I mean, in order to get these huge projects done, he's worked with everybody. Men, women, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, legals, probably some illegals. My God, he's the first person, and he's gotten no credit for this, he has a woman, Kellyanne Conway, running his campaign. It's the first major campaign in American history to have a woman in charge. Ladies, all of this bunk about the war on women is garbage. Donald Trump put a woman in charge of his campaign, and it's working, and he's staying on message. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe Donald Trump didn't have enough respect for the men around him, and he thought he could talk over or talk through them. But Kellyanne Conway got his attention. Kellyanne Conway got him to focus his energy and read a teleprompter. Yeah, he's going right to the heart of the problem. Donald Trump's going right to the heart of the problem. He's going to the failing, democratically controlled inner cities of America, like Detroit this coming Saturday. Trump has been calling the failed policies of the big cities for what they are. The failures can be illustrated, illuminated, and laid out at the feet of a single party, because just one party has been in charge for the last many decades for all intents and purposes. Democrats have run all of the urban centers of America for decades, pretty much since I was born. Failures in Baltimore, Chicago, Cleveland, in addition to Detroit, among dozens of others, are all the end result of unrestrained socialist progressive policies that have gone exactly nowhere. So while Hillary Clinton is in the Hamptons or in Hollywood collecting millions and millions of dollars for her campaign and not talking to the press, basically in hiding, Donald Trump is talking to the press every single day. He's headed to Mexico before his big immigration speech. Then this weekend, he's coming to Detroit to talk directly to minority voters about the situation they're in, and has it improved over the last 4 years or 8 years or 12 years? And why the hell not give him a try is his pitch. What the hell do you have to lose is what he said. Seems like a pretty fair question. It's 14 after the hour here on this Wednesday. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. The hotline is open. Go ahead and give it a rip. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Back after this.